In April, the school board considered spending $7.5 million for textbooks and digital resources. Yesterday, the board decided to spend less than $3 million on mostly digital materials for grades K through 12. Board Chair Randy Scammahorn voted no in April, but yes this time.
It's about Cobb County's finite resources and the need for math teachers to need those resources. And certainly, $2.9 million is a lot more less than $7.5, and we can still get the job done.
The board has been reluctant to adopt materials aligned to Common Core. Some state GOP lawmakers have vowed to repeal the standards next year. Scammahorn said he didn't want to invest in materials that could become obsolete. But Cobb teachers go back to work next week. Students arrive the week after. That's why the board needed to decide, says Cobb Association of Educators President Connie Jackson.
To say that it's about Common Core really isn't the truth. It's about getting something in the hands of our teachers, in the hands of our children, so that they can learn math from kindergarten through 12th grade.
Beth Faruqi taught in Cobb, where she still lives. She urged the board to adopt the materials and then said she'd been frustrated by the lack of action so far.
This is something that impacts from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. Every single student is impacted, and every teacher that touches on mathematics, it impacts.
But other Cobb residents, like Joyce Shoemaker, thought the board needed more time.
We don't need to do this like the Obamacare has been doing things wrong. This is the same scenario as happened earlier, and we don't need this. We recommend you to wait until your regular August meeting to take up a vote.
School officials estimate teachers will have the digital math materials when school starts. The textbooks, they say, will likely arrive in September. Martha Dalton, WABE News.